show is a proud member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com.
Good morning, folks. This is your captain speaking.
Technorama.
Remember when?
Technorama.
On this day in tech history.
Tech.
And now, the news.
Tech.
What the chuck?
Technorama.
Welcome to Blockhead Video.
Where do you go to get this stuff?
Over there, in the media corner.
Technorama.
Hold my beer and watch this.
Unfasten your seatbelts and disregard all safety rules. Here, your flight crew, Chuck and Craig.
Welcome to another special edition of Technorama, the show that takes a lighthearted look at tech, science, sci-fi, and all things geek. I am your host, Chuck Tomasi, with another special. This time, I'm going on assignment for the holidays. Just before Christmas, my wife Donna got the family in the minivan, and we took a drive out to Darboy, Wisconsin, about 10 minutes from our home. There we saw the most astounding display of Christmas lights. I knew this was something that you, my faithful Technorama listener, was sure to enjoy. Unfortunately, I didn't have my recording gear with me, so I went back the next night to talk to the homeowner, Bob Blue, about his hobby, the time it takes, the tech behind it, and much more. We start by getting a lay of the land.
Bob, tell us what we've got here.
What we got here this year is about, we got well over 20,000 lights this year on a Christmas display. It's all computerized. The lights are synchronized to music, which are transmitted to the vehicles that are driving by to view the displays. And as you can see, it's rather congested this night tonight.
It is. A charter bus just went by. Does that happen often?
We get quite a few limos. We're on tour lights, and we get a lot of limousines and buses, and we get a lot of handicapped children brought out and stuff like that on buses, and which is what, you know, why we do this. It's all about the kids and stuff, and it's rather enjoyable every year.
That's excellent. Now, tell us, you said 20,000 lights out here. Are they all incandescent, or we got a mixture of stuff out here?
This year, we're converting to LED lights. We've got 4,000 LED lights in the grid on the front lawn. And then the other lights are still your normal twinkle incandescent lights. And over the next 5 years or so, we plan on converting everything to LEDs.
But this isn't just a light show. Bob has gone high-tech and multimedia by adding music. As people come to visit, they can stay in their cars, tune their radio to 88.9 FM, and listen to the synchronized music.
Right now, we have Trans-Siberian Orchestra. We've got like five or six songs from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The other ones are Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, and a couple others that are a little rock and roll and upbeat Christmas music.
And this all comes from your personal computer?
Yes. Yeah, we have one computer that's designated just for this light display, so we haven't had any problems thus far.
Okay, the computer is talking to what to drive these lights?
Well, we have two control boxes. Each control box has 16 separate channels, and so we have 32 channels. And the more channels you have, the more you can do. The more you can make the lights dance around and do different things. Those control boxes are connected to the computer, and the software that comes with the control boxes, that is where you have to you download the music and write all the light sequences, so everything is on the beat.
So you are the choreographer of this.
It's all me. It's best. Yeah, I do this better than I dance. So yeah.
How long does it take to put this all together?
This year being our first year, I had the attitude whatever could go wrong will go wrong, but that luckily wasn't the case. We started Labor Day weekend putting up some lights and just kind of picked away at it for the next 3 months. And we did it while the climate was still very comfortable, and we got it done before the cold spell hit, so it worked out pretty good. So we put well over 150 hours in between the lights themselves, probably about 50 hours to put up, 40 to 50 hours. And the remainder of the time was basically writing the light sequences and getting everything set up.
You've got lights strung around the yard. You've got a grid on the front yard made up of at least 8 strings, 4 horizontal, 4 vertical.
Thank you.
There are
animals in the yard, there's lights on the roof, there's spirals up the columns.
Bob isn't just doing this for his own ego. He invites people to drive up and enjoy the light show, and at the curbside, he has a donation to charity.
Basically, this year, all the money is going to be going to, the proceeds are going to Youth Educated and Safety. It's a program that educates children, assists families when children are missing or abducted, and they are responsible for creating the Amber Alert, which everybody knows they've seen on the TV at one time or another. Yeah. So all the money is going towards Youth Educated and Safety this year.
The weather definitely plays a factor in Bob's operations. Too warm, and the effect is somewhat lessened by the lack of snow. Too cold, and people aren't likely to go out, including the host himself. This night, we were fortunate to find Bob sitting outside with a warm fire going, greeting people as they drove by and making their donations.
Are you out here every night?
I probably will between now and Christmas, and I haven't been this past week because it's been sub-zero weather. So now that we're back up in the 20s and stuff, it's much more comfortable and do a little traffic control out here.
And we've got a nice cozy fire to warm up to. It feels
Hopefully
good.
Not melting here, yeah.
Now, there's snow on the ground now, which makes it look real nice. There have been Christmases where we've had nothing, so I can't imagine trying this last year because we didn't have anything till after Christmas. What are you going to do if it snows a little bit more?
Well, if it snows a little bit more, the grid on the lawn that's laying, all the lights are, I got 3,920 LED lights, and they are laying on the ground or on top of the snow right now. So every little snowfall, I just go out there and I have to fluff them up, get them back on top of the snow. But if we get a heavy snowfall, then they're pretty much going to stay buried.
Of course, this is Technorama. We have an interest in the geekier side of things.
One of the more popular questions that people keep asking is, where do you go to get this stuff?
Basically, you go to lightorama.com, and basically, once you get on their website, it's all right there. You can build your own boxes if you have that intellect, or you can buy everything assembled, you get software, and they explain, you know, it's pretty easy to hook up and, you know, put together. The thing that takes the most time is writing the light sequences. That is extremely time-consuming. But once you got them written, you can keep them and use them year after year. So next year will be a lot easier than it was this year.
How long are we talking to put together a song like we're hearing in the background?
For every minute of the song, depending on the song, but every minute of the song, you're looking at probably an hour and a half to 2 hours in writing the light sequence, because basically what you have to do, it's broken down to every tenth of a second, and you have to tell the computer each tenth of a second, you have to tell the computer of the 32 channels which ones you want on, which ones you don't. You can fade up, you can fade down, you can shimmer, twinkle, you can have light bursts. So there's a lot of different effects you can do throughout the song.
So if I wanted to be ambitious, I could go download the software. I wouldn't need the controllers necessarily, and I could put this to the Technorama theme song.
Basically, yeah, you won't be able to download the software, but yeah, you can download any type of music. And I actually had a soundtrack for Halloween, lightning bolts and stuff like that. So I did write a sequence for that, which was really easy. Every time, you know, a lightning bolt came on, I'd have all the white lights on the house come on. So you can use it for any type of holiday, just not Christmas.
And as often happens, when one has a hobby, one has to think about the reality of the situation, the impact on family in terms of money, time, and commitment.
The electric bill for all this, Bob. What are we talking?
In previous years, it's been around $500 or so. This year will be less because the lights aren't on constantly. They're, you know, we should have a significant decrease in the electric bill this year.
Thank you.
Have a nice Christmas. Thank you.
And as you convert over to LED, I expect that'll be less and less?
If everything went to LED, we'd be 85-90% less electricity. LEDs take a fraction of electricity, and they last for years, as long as you take care of them, 25,000 to 50,000 hours.
That's amazing. Which, from your light show, would probably be about a week.
No, the way these twinkle on and off, they should last my lifetime and stuff. But it's amazing how many strings of lights, as we all know, put them away for storage, you bring them out the next year, and all of a sudden they don't work anymore. So we'll see how it goes with the LEDs.
How did you get your wife to buy into all this, Bob?
She just stays out of the way. she wants nothing to do with this, and she knows it's my little it's become my little hobby. So I take care of the outside of the house. She's responsible for the inside of the house. So we leave it at that.
I sympathize with you because podcasting is the same way for me. We all have our vices. Hey, I really appreciate it, Bob. Thank you very much, and keep up the good work. Everybody, Merry Christmas.
Thank you once again to Bob Blue in Darboy, Wisconsin, for letting us do this interesting interview. And thank you for listening. If you want to hear more about Technorama, give our regular weekly show a listen at www.chuckchat.com. You can leave us feedback on the listener line at 206-222-CHAT, that's 206-222-2428, or send us email at technorama@chuckchat.com. We appreciate hearing from you. This show is a proud member of Friends in Tech. You can find them at friendsintech.com. We're also affiliated with Farpoint Media, available at farpointmedia.net. Tell a friend about Technorama, and until next time, a binary high five. 101.